Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. Here's to Your Health discusses the current thinking in wellness, bringing you the most influential thinkers in beauty, fitness, and longevity. Your host, Joshua Lane, was part of the Dr. Ann Wigmore team that helped bring wheatgrass, sprouts, and raw foods to a worldwide audience. And now the host of Here's to Your Health, Joshua Lane.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane, and my guest is Maya Van Rossum, who has been a guest of the show before. And Maya is the founder of an organization called the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, which works to protect the health of the Delaware River, feeding four states, and people get to swim in that water and drink that water and fish in that water and use it for transportation and need the quality of the water for irrigation of their crops. Very important for us. And Maya's really groundbreaking work has been that communities must protect themselves against not only fracking, but other types of pollution. Problems in Houston, for example, always come to mind. Houston, an important city, but terrible problems with pollution because they have no zoning laws there. Anyway, so Maya's group in 2013, and her team, Maya Van Rossum and her team, they won an important legal victory that protected Pennsylvania communities from fracking and also affirmed the constitutional right of people in the state of Pennsylvania to a clean and healthy environment. And after this victory, Maya Van Rossum inaugurated the Green Amendment Movement, which was dedicated to empowering every American community to mobilize for constitutional change. Maya Van Rossum, welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Thank you so much for having me and for giving me the opportunity to spread this important message.
No, it's my great pleasure. You have been on the show before, and members of your team have been on the show before. So what exactly does the Delaware Riverkeeper Network do, and why are they important?
So the Delaware Riverkeeper Network is a four-state organization. We work in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware, and we engage in advocacy and litigation to protect the Delaware River, all the streams that feed it, and every square inch of the watershed that dictates the health of the Delaware River. There are many, many people who depend upon the Delaware River for their drinking water, for their jobs, for farms and farming, for recreation, for quality of life, for property values. You name it, a healthy Delaware River is important to supporting it. And it was actually as a result of my work as the Delaware Riverkeeper, and I have had the honor of being the Delaware Riverkeeper for over 26 years now and leading the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, but it was as a result of that work that I now have also founded and also lead a national organization called Green Amendments for the Generations, which is about advancing this idea of constitutional recognition and protection for the rights of all people, including future generations, to pure water, clean air, a stable climate, and healthy environment.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me. Our guest is Maya Van Rossum, and Maya is the founder of the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, which is working to preserve the health for all of us of the Delaware River, an important, beautiful river that I've actually swam in, I'm from the area. Now, Maya, you mentioned in your book, The Green Amendment, which is actually, the book is called The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment. Now, the book is very good, and you mentioned that your mother owned a piece of property in Delaware that was very lovely, and you were hoping to bring the family there and develop that piece of property, but that there were problems with pollution, and that was an important turning point in your life. Can you please tell us about that?
Yeah, so my mother, again, as you said, had this property in central Pennsylvania that she actually purchased for its protection and preservation with a a gift with the inheritance that she received from her parents and had never used it anyway. She sort of sat on it and saved it for something special. And she decided protecting this special piece of forest was vitally important because it was morally the right thing to do. But she also wanted to have this special place to leave to, well, in the end, to me and my daughter. We had enjoyed this piece of property with my mother. Unfortunately, she did pass away early, and she did leave it, entrust it to me for its protection. Sadly, fracking was entering the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and really devastating Pennsylvania's communities and Pennsylvania's environment. And fracking started to happen nearby this piece of property, really putting it at tremendous risk and also subjecting us to some of the many harms that come with fracking, no matter where it happens. Amongst them was perpetual and constant truck traffic the noise of which would just travel up the valley right to the special place that we would enjoy with my mother. And long story short, because of the invasion of fracking in the community and in the region, it really felt like I couldn't honor my mother's goal of protecting this forest for the benefit of nature and for the benefit of my family. And ultimately, we turned the property back over to the original family that had sold it to my mother, who actually wanted to recoup it and put it back as part of their family land. And we found another special piece of property within the boundaries of the Delaware River watershed, another beautiful forest to protect in her name. But it really was, the fracking that was happening nearby that was so devastating for us and so devastating for other communities. Now, as part, around this same period of time, at the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, we had fought very successfully. We had led the effort that has protected the Delaware River watershed from any and all fracking up until this date. There's actually a moratorium on fracking within the boundaries of our watershed. But elsewhere in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, fracking was allowed to advance. And Pennsylvania's legislators were very pro-fracking. And actually, despite that fracking was able to proliferate so easily in Pennsylvania under the system of laws that they had in place, the frackers wrote for themselves a piece of law that would essentially make it even easier for them to engage in this highly polluting industrial activity. And they convinced the Pennsylvania legislators and governors to pass this law and for the governor to sign it into law in 2012. Now, while we had, again, protected our watershed from fracking and had gotten a moratorium in place as early as 2010, I and my team realized and recognized that fracking anywhere was bad for all of us everywhere. We, being one of the few organizations that engaged in litigation, needed to find a way to stop this law in its tracks. Because while fracking was already having devastating impact on the environments and the communities of Pennsylvania and contributing to the climate crisis, things were going to get dramatically worse if this pro-fracking law was allowed to go into play. It did things like give the industry the power of eminent domain in certain circumstances. It put in place automatic waivers from minimal environmental protection standards that applied to every other industry, and much, much more.
In addition to what you just mentioned about the fracking industry, did they also write into law a gag order preventing physicians who were treating patients who became ill, possibly through pollution of fracking, that those physicians were not allowed to report that publicly and were not allowed to report that to other physicians? Am I correct in saying that?
So it was called a medical gag rule, and what it did was it did a lot of things. It said that if a physician was treating a patient and was worried that their symptoms were the result of exposure to the fracking industry and fracking chemicals, that the only way that the doctor could get access to that information from the industry was to sign a non-disclosure agreement, essentially. And so that the industry would release to them the information about the potential exposure for their patient. But in return, the doctor had to promise to talk to nobody about this information they had learned about this exposure. They couldn't talk to their colleagues, right, if they wanted to really think through and talk through whether or not this exposure was part of the reason why their patient had become so ill. But they also couldn't even talk to the patient themselves, right? So your doctor could know about your exposure, but you yourself could not be made aware of it. And so, yes, this medical gag rule was part of this Act 13 legislation that we were challenging, and that was amongst the tremendous, you know, inequities that were put in place by the Pennsylvania legislature at the behest of and on behalf of the fracking industry.
Wow.
Now, the thing is,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was really devastating all the way around. The thing is, though, right, when you have a law that's been passed by the legislature and signed by the governor, what are your options for taking that law on? For the most part, right, you can protest. You can try to convince the legislators to repeal the law or roll it back or change it, right? But that wasn't going to happen in Pennsylvania, right? They were so pro-fracking, they had just passed this law. So you're only, or you could, you know, you could try to wait till the next election and get better people into office, but that comes too late. So we had to figure out a way to challenge this law there and then. And we realized that in the Pennsylvania Constitution, in the Bill of Rights section, there was a provision, a long-ignored environmental rights amendment, that actually gave to the people of Pennsylvania a constitutional right to clean air and pure water and a healthy environment, and recognized the duty of all government officials to protect the natural resources of the state in order to protect these rights for the benefit of all the people, including future generations. Now, this provision had been undermined by the court decades before, and so it had never really been used in any meaningful way because of this 40-plus years of bad precedent. But we realized that maybe this law was so egregious, this pro-fracking law, that we could get the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to reconsider that 40-plus years of bad precedent. And so we challenged provisions of Act 13, claiming that their implementation would violate the environmental rights of the people of Pennsylvania. And long story short, we got an amazing victory where the court did in fact rule in very significant part that the provisions of Act 13 that we were challenging should in fact be declared unconstitutional because they would violate the environmental rights of the people of Pennsylvania. And so in that moment, with that victory, we not only prevented these most devastating aspects of the law from ever going into, from ever being implemented, right, from ever going into play, but at the very same time, we breathed legal life into that long-ignored environmental rights amendment and restored to the people of Pennsylvania their constitutional right to pure water and clean air and a healthy environment. It was really incredibly powerful.
Yes, yes, it sounds powerful. Our guest is Maya Van Rossum, who is the author of, and by the way, she is the founder of the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, an important organization helping to keep us all healthy, quite frankly, and preserve the environment. And the book is called The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment, which is actually, to tell you the truth, really very good. I was a little surprised at how strong it was, how nicely written it was, and how important a work it is as far as understanding, you know, kind of what you're fighting for. Because as a regular person who is interested in nutrition and wellness, I just didn't realize the environmental aspect that is so important to our good health that we must protect, and also protects our property rights, quite frankly. I mean, if you have a business or a home or a family and suddenly the community, the water is polluted, no one wants to live there. The air is polluted, no one really wants to live there. So everything you've worked for just goes right down the tubes. So this is an important concept. Maya, we have 2 minutes left. Please give us your final thoughts and tell the listeners of Here's to Your Health how they can contact the Delaware Riverkeeper Network to support your important work.
So in the wake of that amazing victory that we secured, I realized that there was a message that we needed to spread across our nation, that our rights to a healthy environment were inalienable and indefeasible, and that these are rights that are worthy of constitutional protection in the same way we constitutionally protect the rights to free speech and even gun rights. And so I founded this new organization called Green Amendment for the Generations and this National Green Amendment Movement to try to inspire the passage of Green Amendments in the Bill of Rights section of every state constitution across our nation. And we are getting amazing, amazing inspirational engagement and success, including in the state of New Mexico. There is so much power and energy for the passage of a Green Amendment in the state of New Mexico. It's really off the charts, unbelievable. Other states are New York, New Jersey, West Virginia, Vermont. There's interest in Oregon and in Delaware and in Maine and elsewhere. So www.forthegenerations.org is to learn about the Green Amendment movement and what's happening in your state. And if you live in the four states of the Delaware River watershed and want to get involved in the Green Amendment movement there or in river protection, it's www.delawareriverkeeper.org. Wherever you live, I want to help you, so I hope you'll get in touch.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest has been Maya Van Rossum, and she is the founder and leads the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, an important organization helping to protect our water, and now has a movement, a Green Amendment movement, to help the rest of us in the country have cleaner air and water and soil, because we all need that, frankly, for our good health. And the book is called The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment. Maya Van Rossum, forward by Mark Ruffalo, the actor, who wrote a very nice little intro. And frankly, the work is important. I wish you would please investigate it. Again, the book is called The Green Amendment. This is Josh Lane. You're listening to Here's to Your Health. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back after these important messages. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. If you have any questions about the guests or topics discussed tonight, please give us a call at 818-707-0005. That number is 818-707-0005. This is Josh Lane. On behalf of the cast and crew, I would like to wish you a healthy and safe good evening.